The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good morning. I'm Jim Maurice. It's 8:05 and we're at 53 right now. Your WJON weatherite forecast coming up in a few minutes after the news. News this hour brought to you by Perkins Water. Now that the spring semester at St. Cloud State University has ended, leaders will prepare for hard decisions on the future of the university. SESU is facing a $5 million budget deficit for fiscal year 2024 after a nearly $18 million deficit in fiscal year 2023. Administrators have prepared an action plan to balance the budget that includes focusing on the 90 strongest academic programs, cutting 13% of the administrative staff and cutting 13% or 57 faculty positions. Acting President Larry Lee says the plan isn't finalized yet.
This is all a recommendation right now. The way our shared governance program works is we made a presentation to the Faculty Association and outlined what we felt were the best recommendations on behalf of the university. They now have an opportunity to get that data, prepare a response to that data, and tell us where they might agree or disagree or where they might make different recommendations.
The proposed cuts include 46 major programs and 50 minor programs. Students currently enrolled in those programs will have the opportunity to teach out their major, transfer to another similar major, or transfer away from the university. A list of proposed cuts and more information on the plan available on this story on our website. Work continues on the Stearns County Road 75 bridge over the Sauk River. County Engineer Jody Tyke says some things have been working in their favor, like a mild winter and a lack of snow. It's led to the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources granting the county permission to remove a temporary access to the river earlier than normal. Typically, the DNR does not allow work around creeks and rivers during the high water season. That means between March 15th and June 15th, crews are not allowed to work in the waterways. However, Tyke said a lack of melting snow this year has allowed county crews to remove a temporary access early. It'll push up the completion date of the bridge replacement from late June to early June. It means traffic won't have to be detoured around the project for as long as initially expected. The $5 million project got underway last November, and Tyke says the final course of concrete should be poured in late May or early June. Minnesota-based Lindy Tackle, the first company to sign what is called the Loons and Lakes Legacy Pledge. John Mobeck of the National Loon Center in Cross Lake says Lindy is making a commitment to phase out lead fishing products.
So they're introducing, launching some of their newest tackle that is this non-toxic material. And then in the future, by 2027, they've made the commitment that their entire product line, all tackle that carries the Lindy name, will be lead-free.
Mobeck says removing lead from our lakes improves our water resources and protects loons and other birds from an unnecessary toxin. The Lindy lead-free product line has four styles of fishing jigs in 144 different variations. Some Sartell kids are going to get up close and personal with hard-working trucks on tomorrow. Oak Ridge Early Learning Center holding its annual Big Truck Night from 5 till 6:30. Kids and family members of the school will get to see fire trucks, police cars, construction vehicles, snow plows, XL Energy trucks, Coburn's Moo Cow. Oak Ridge Principal Julie Bjerke says they have extended the time to make the event more accessible for families.
We know families are busy and we know there's other activities going on at this time of year, so we extended the time from 5 to 6:30 so families can drop in, grab a hot dog, walk around, you know, climb in the vehicles, and then some families will stay the entire time, so it's just really flexible. It's all outdoors, so can definitely plan around other events if needed.
Berkey says they'll also have a bounce house, a bubble machine, music, ice cream truck. She says Big Truck Night is Oak Ridge's way to celebrate the end of the school year and interact with parents. Last year, over 600 people attended the event. The second in a series of movie screenings centered around dementia coming up tomorrow. Memories for Life, Reversing Alzheimer's will be shown at the Sauk Rapids Rice Middle School starting at 5. The film covers the first Alzheimer's patients who are reversing cognitive decline by following a new therapy. The event starts with refreshments at 5, the show's at 6, followed by a panel discussion. The film will be available by Zoom for those who aren't able to attend in person. The film is free, but pre-registration is required. For more information and the link to register, check out this story on our website. WJON News Time is 8:10. We're at 52 right now. News this hour brought to you by Erkin's Water. Your WJON Weather Eye forecast is on the way next.
It's
for St. Cloud and for Gilman. Mainly sunny skies, 73 for a high. Wind northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mainly cloudy, 44 overnight, and a northeast wind at 10 to 15. Blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, 62 for a high, and northeast wind at 10 to 15. Our extended forecast on Friday, partly cloudy skies and 70 for a high. Saturday for the fishing opener when you're out in the water, partly cloudy and 70, northwest wind at 10 to 15, not too bad for the fishing opener. Sunday, of course, Mother's Day, partly cloudy with maybe a scattered shower, and 74 on Sunday. WJON News Time is 8:12. It's 52 this morning. For more St. Cloud area news, sports, and weather, download our free WJON app on your smartphone or your tablet. Jim Maurice, WJON.
All right, Jim, what's coming up at 8:30?
Stearns Electric has broken ground on a brand new headquarters. We'll tell you about it at 8:30 this morning.
All right, Jim, thank you. It's 8:12 and we're at 51 degrees, sunny skies. My next guest here on WJON is Aaron Fisk. He is the new CEO for Catholic Charities. He joins me next.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.